Well, you know, our next guests on the program from their work, well, his work on The Daily Show, as well as the Judge John Hodgman podcast, online specials, and, you know, Jean Grey from her music career as an incredibly talented hip-hop artist. They get together to entertain the folks of Southern Maine at the Port City Music Hall on Thursday night. The Gene and John Show, Jean Grey and John Hodgman joining us. We welcome both of you to the program.
You talk first, Gene.
Oh, I was just going to say that was a terrible song.
No, that's a great Gene Grey song that I love so much.
Well, this sounds like a fantastic show. You did it about a month ago down in Portland, and Variety is back. It sounds like a terrific show. You've got you two, some outstanding guests. Can you talk about the other performers who will be joining you tomorrow night?
Yeah, absolutely. So Gene and I are friends from New York City, where we met, and we started doing a variety show there called The Gene and John Show. This is John. That is Gene. You can't see her, but I'm pointing at her right now.
He's pointing.
And what we do is we get together and we spin a wheel of interesting topics that are decided upon by us, the audience, and our guests, and we talk about them at random. And our guests in Port City Music Hall tomorrow night are Josh Cantor, who is the organist at Fenway Park, and Mr. Liff and Acrobatic, who are two great Boston rappers, and they have a new album out from their joint venture called The Perceptionists.
And, John, can you tell us a little bit about the interesting person who made your carnival wheel?
Oh, right. So we organized the whole event around the spinning of this big carnival wheel that has a dry erase board face so that we can write new topics on it. Wherever it lands, that's the topic that we talk about. And it was created for us by our mutual friend, Mr. Adam Savage of Mythbusters, who shipped it to us at great expense.
That is very cool. And Gene, of course, people know you from your music work, but you have branched out to get involved in writing and directing. You've got the online sitcom Life with Genie as well. You're keeping yourself pretty busy.
I am. I have about 97 jobs, which is why I was like, you know what we should do is do a show where it's the both of us, so we both don't have to think as much. We only have to come up with half a show each. And that is really a lot of the shows that we get to do everything we want to do and do only half of it, which is a great sell to the audience because you're getting brilliant, but we only have to cut it in half. But you get all of it.
Yeah, I would say that when Gene and I get together, it's a situation where 1 + 1 = 3. We violate the laws of math. To give you three times.
That's correct.
So this show was sort of wasn't on the schedule at first, right? You had the show back in July, and decided to add this one to the schedule.
Yeah, we had such a great time in July, and I spend most of the summer up here in Midcoast Maine, and I was like, Gene, why don't you come back and let's do it again? And so we're coming back to do it again.
Now, John, I saw on your website it looked like you were cooking at the Brooklyn General Store. What's going on with that?
Yes, I fulfilled my lifelong dream of getting up very early on a Sunday morning and making breakfast sandwiches at the Brooklyn General Store in Brooklyn, Maine. I will not reveal where I live in Maine, but it's near that store. You can probably figure it out. Please don't find and kill me. And I love making breakfast sandwiches, and I always wanted to make breakfast sandwiches on a commercial grill, and the Brooklyn General Store allowed that dream to come true. And so far as I can tell, no one has died from foodborne infectious diseases. So I think I did a good job.
And I love the shout out that you gave to Kenny Shopson and the folks at Shopson's, because one of my proudest moments was getting insulted by Kenny when I was in there one day in New York.
Yeah, Kenny Shopson is the owner and proprietor of Shopson's General Store. He is a notoriously highly opinionated and foul-mouthed and brilliant chef. And I hate to break it to you, but getting insulted by Kenny Shopson, not hard to do.
No. But he insulted me, and I said to him, well, like, you're the first person to say that to me. And he said, you're okay, you can stay.
Well, yes, there you go. Kenny is a good eye and ear and nose for good human beings, so I'm glad you passed the test.
John, tell us about the book you're working on as well, Vacation Land.
Yes, I am not working on it anymore, I'm glad to say, because it is done. This is my first book of true stories. My previous books were full of invented trivia and fake facts, but I'm not interested in doing fake facts anymore. It turns out everyone is doing it now. So I turned to tell some true stories about my misadventures in rural Western Massachusetts, where I spent a lot of my youth, and in rural coastal Maine, where I will, I think, soon accept my death, and the haunted forest of middle age that connects those two things. And that book is called Vacation Land. It's named for the nickname of a certain state in the United States. I can't remember which at this moment. Sorry. But that comes out in October.
I love the subtitle, too, True Stories from Painful Beaches, because having grown up here in Maine, I know a lot of those painful beaches.
Well, I was very honored to bring Gene to a very painful beach today. Gene, yeah. What did you think of that painful beach? It was hard to walk on, right?
I walked on it immediately. I was like, this is painful. I was like, this is very sharp. And then I decided that water shoes was also a great idea. But I did think about just if I had to enjoy that place with no shoes, I would gladly do it. Just being, I mean, we have beaches, and you can go to the beach in Brooklyn, but it's not the same as the beach in Brooklyn. We just went to.
Yeah,
So just the idea of being around water and being able to be on a boat, it's really important to do. And if you have a chance to do that, I would take a painful beach as long as it's involved with water in any way.
Yeah, I haven't reduced my trips to the beaches. I think the cutoff point was around 25 where I started wearing shoes or something to protect
to
the feet.
That you're not as invincible.
I just love the idea of going on vacation in a place where you have to protect yourself from the place. It's either the sharp rocks of the beaches or the waters of Maine that are made of hate and want to kill you, or the ticks that are now jumping out of the bushes to attach themselves to your face. I don't know what's going on, but if you're a kind of person like me who on a basic level believes they don't deserve pleasure in the first place, it's a great place to go on vacation.
You should definitely come here.
Is there any chance that you be coming to a place like Camden or Rockland any closer to us? I live outside of Belfast and would love to see the show.
Yeah, it's about a half hour and a half drive from Belfast, so why don't you get in your car and come see us? You don't understand. It's like Gene Gray, world-class performer, is coming to Maine for now the second time. Yep. We can't come to every little town. So, you know, we've got to have the biggest city. Because basically we need a place that is open after 9 o'clock for dinner after. So.
We do, and we really like to go to dinner. And you guys are welcome to dinner after that as well. But, yeah, you definitely have to come all the way.
Yeah, I'm not going to go do a little reading at Chase's Daily in Belfast. I mean, when I go there, I want to eat that food. You know, I don't want to work. But I love every town in Maine, and Belfast is a great town. It's the only place to go see a movie now.
Yes. Gene, I think John may have just touched on it a little bit. I know he spent a lot of time here in Maine. Are these your sort of first experiences with the state, these couple of trips?
No, what's fun is over so many years after you've, like, you know, performed in so many places, when you go to a place, you're like, have I been here before? Have I done this? So when last time I had to ask the audience, like, so you guys, was I here before? And they were like, no, yeah, you were here. You performed here. In this venue. Like, oh, how was it? And they're like, it was great. It was great. So I think there's places I've, you know, forgotten that I've been to, and everything kind of becomes a blur. But as far as, you know, not just going to the places where you're going to tour and you don't get to see anything, it's nice to have a bit of vacation and also then go to work. So this is, I think, as an adult, finding a different way to do things and be like, no, I just kind of want to hang out on a painful beach and then go.
We're talking with Gene Gray, John Hodgman, the Gene and John Show, tomorrow night, Port City Music Hall, right there on Congress Street in Portland. I love the concept of this, too. And why do people keep saying variety is dead? Because this sound, obviously on TV, there aren't any variety shows anymore. But this concept is so great. And when you talk to audience members, they love this kind of show.
I think that it's hard to create the kind of intimacy that a variety show has on television. It requires a really special kind of alchemy and a special kind of host. And also people, you know, aren't as used to going on a kind of longer journey in a TV show. They're usually much more shorter segments. Whereas in a live experience, you have that intimacy. You're right there in front of the audience. You can play with the audience. You can bring them into the show. We have the audience suggest topics for conversation. We can do crowd work. We can create spontaneous moments of incredible magic and have surprise guests come out of the audience. And I think that that's something very special that works in a live experience that is challenging to capture in a TV show. Although, you never know, the Gene and John TV show might be the next step, too. So we'll see what happens.
I'm not even saying might. I'm just saying yes. Yes, it will. And we will capture the magic. We will capture it and possibly torture it a little bit to keep it around. But
right. So if any one of those high-powered, Portland-based national television producers want to come to our show tomorrow night, I will happily cost you a ticket.
Now, we don't have a carnival wheel here, but if we did, we might present this option to you. Nuclear war or being struck by an asteroid?
Those are our choices?
Yeah. Those are the choices.
Choose the way we wish to die?
Yeah.
I love this.
It seems so timely.
What's your take? Nuclear war or hit by an asteroid?
Oh, well, I'm choosing the asteroid because I'm choosing the really bad independent movie that I get to make before the asteroid hits. All the things that I'm going to do. And then the end of the asteroid movie, like right before the asteroid, is exactly the same as right before the nuke hits. So it's kind of the same thing, and also in an asteroid movie, you get a black president.
That's a good point. Yes, absolutely.
I guess that means I'm supposed to take nuclear war as a counter
I don't know.
But,
I guess you don't want a black president.
I don't. Yeah, I don't want to take the nuclear war for obvious reasons, and also it just seems too plausible right now.
The Gene and John Show tomorrow night at Port City Music Hall in Portland. Going to be a great time. Again, on down there and see it. And if enough people show up, maybe they'll do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as much fun as I poke at the painful beaches of Maine, I love this place very much. It gives me an enormous amount of pleasure to bring my friend Gene up here to spend some time on the beaches and in the Port City Music Halls. And I can't wait to see everybody there tomorrow.
Well, it's wonderful to have both of you on. Thank you again for making time for us. Have a wonderful show tomorrow night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
John Hodgman, Gene Gray, here on Downtown.